Souls and salutations, and welcome to another fine Feet Tuesday. God, how did I fuck this up? It's been 3 weeks.
Toe Tuesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday. Tuesday. Tuesday. I even made a little graphic for Tuesday. Well, hey, everybody.
Hey.
We're live. You know.
Hey. Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
We're here. It was Christmas.
It was Christmas.
It was holidays. It was busy.
It was. Very busy.
And tiring.
Very tired.
And I still am tired.
You're always tired.
I am.
I don't think it's a valid excuse anymore.
Wow.
The natural state of adults is to be tired. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily accurate.
Mm. Well, welcome to the Foot Fetish Podcast. I'm your humble host, Ramon, owner and producer of Ramon's Face Full of Feet.
I'm the owner of Ramon's Face Full of Feet.
You're the owner of Ramon's Face Full of Feet.
I'm Belle, owner of Ramon's Face
Full
of Feet.
Oh my God.
And owner of Ramon.
Accurate. Wow. Wow. I need you to get me a new ring.
A wedding ring?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what size you wear.
I don't know either anymore.
Yeah.
I fluctuated my weight. It's going up.
Same. Same, guys. I went to the doctor's last week and I stepped on the scale and I'm like, oh, and she's like, oh, that's okay. You're wearing big boots. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. They totally weigh 10 pounds each, I swear.
This is appropriate language for this podcast, the Foot Fetish Podcast.
Mm, yes. They weren't my biggest boots. I wore like modestly big boots too.
Modestly big.
Yeah, they were the gray ones with the snowflakes on them that Terry bought me.
Yeah, those are fun.
I love them.
They're delightful. So, all right. Well, listen, we're sorry. We're back. Hello.
We're back. Hi.
Look, y'all.
I'm not sorry. I won't apologize.
It's totally Belle's fault. Because I'm always the one that wants to do it every week because I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And she's just the talent.
Yeah.
I'm the gears.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to record a podcast by yourself.
Oh, everyone would love
that. If you want to, you go right ahead and do that.
Mm. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You hear me ramble early in the morning, groggily awake at 4 a.m. doing a podcast like the old days.
Yeah,
that no one enjoyed.
Terrible.
No one
you
enjoyed.
You driving to work, talking about rambling about feet in your car.
So my point is, it's probably not going to be a weekly podcast anymore unless Belle drinks a lot more caffeine. But
I can't. We've had to stop buying soda because it's too goddamned expensive at the store.
It is very expensive.
It's like $6 for a 12-pack of cans. It's absurd.
But if you happen to have a little extra money for your wonderful podcast that you know and love, guess what, y'all? Guess what?
Guess what?
Thank you.
What?
On the Patreon.
Oh.
You...
Do we have like a soda tier level patron where they can just like
buy us sodas?
Like, yeah, I listen to some podcasts and they're like, oh, this is our beer sponsor for the week. I need like a Diet Mountain Dew sponsor.
You have completely sidetracked me. No.
What? Okay, I mean, go ahead.
Listen,
bye.
All you got to do to support us is go to patreon.com. There it is. Boom. Go there. patreon.com/RamonFaithful for $5. You can get the ad-free show on Patreon now. I spent like 4 days pumping out every episode onto the Patreon. Apologies to the people that are on our Patreon that just got a slew of every episode all at once that had no ads in them. But the point is you get an ad-free show on the Patreon, $5. All you got to do is join for $5.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's all you got to do. And then you get an ad-free show. And you don't hear any ads at all.
If you join for $5, I can almost buy a case of soda.
Almost. If enough of you do it.
Yep.
I got to create a little goal because you can do little goals on Patreon. That's what you can do. So thanks for that. That's what at the start of the thing. So let's jump right into some things. Gosh, I haven't done this in so long. I have so many notes built up over the weeks. It's ridiculous. So we'll start at the top of the show with This Week in Feet. Boom, 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 boom. You are making a face like you've discovered something, and I am concerned. What have you discovered, Belle? Hold the phone.
No, I just had to open an incognito tab so that I could...
Oh, shit. We've gone incognito.
So that I could Google foot fetish and look at the news stories like I do this time.
Wow. Yeah,
and I realized that I still had a tab open. It was the Amazon page for the book of the mother of this guy who murdered a girl. And the book is apparently like just her being like, you know what? This was not my son's fault. Maybe everything, like, oh, it's the police's fault. It's the other guy's fault. It's the girl's fault. It's her family's fault. And anyway, this mother sucks.
And he had a collection of shoes where?
No, but they did, I think, hide and attempt to burn and bury the shoes that they wore when they committed the murder.
Oh.
So there's that. Oh, and there were footprints. Footprints leading up to and away from the house. That was part of how they got caught.
One might argue there's footprints leading everywhere.
Well, that was the police found their footprints leading up to the house, like up the back.
Hmm.
So that's one of the ways that they were caught.
Tangentially related.
It was the Scream murders.
Oh,
the
that one.
Scream murder where those two boys like went into the house and killed that girl.
That's dumb.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, that does suck.
Anyway, so that was, I closed that tab. And I opened an incognito tab, and I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
Foot fetish content. Oh goodness!
You're doing it live. You wonder why this show goes an hour and a half.
Yes, I accept your cookies. Okay, so I have an article.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. It's from 5 days ago. I haven't read it yet, guys. Oh, I literally just found it. So here we go. We're going in blind. It's from the Daily Star. Which sounds super legit. It says, OnlyFans foot fetish model admits to random stabbing of Woolworth's worker. It wasn't me.
Wait, whoa.
What?
Is this all this person is known for? They just happen to be an only... Why do they know this?
Cassandra Hickling.
Yeah.
A mother and OnlyFans model specializing in foot fetish content.
Okay.
Look at her.
I mean, yeah, ew.
Yeah, gross. Has admitted to stabbing Woolworth's worker, Donna Marie Grocott, in a random attack.
Okay.
Cassandra Hickling, 35, was initially charged with attempting to unlawfully kill Donna Marie Grocott after the attack at Woolworth's in Perth, Australia, August 16th of this year. Oh, she's Australian. I thought she was British. I thought that she was British, but now that I'm looking at her, she looks a lot more Australian.
Is she banned from just that Woolworths or the entire chain?
Knowing what I know about Australia, probably not even a lifetime ban for that one.
Gotcha.
Probably just like you can't come back for a week. Just like...
Wow. But that's very weird.
Woman was stocking shelves in the pet food aisle when she was allegedly stabbed in the hip by Hickling, wielding a filleting knife.
Filet knife. I thought you said flaming knife. Like, damn.
Okay. Her OnlyFans is called Footsie Gone Rogue.
Okay.
She is a size 8. Oh, her body is a size 8 Australian. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means anything else. Her foot size is size 6 Australian? Is that different than like
I imagine
regular?
It's like the UK. So it's like two sizes off.
Okay. She describes herself as a, quote, foot model.
Okay.
I may have hit a paywall.
It's still so weird.
Like, I know.
I mean, I guess when they took her into custody and they asked her what she did, that's what happened. Or maybe when the news got a hold of her, that's what she said. And they're like, well, that's the interesting part of the story, not just the stabbing. That makes it more than just a stabbing. But still, that's so weird. It was forefront.
It would be not a story at all if it weren't for her being a quote unquote foot fetish model.
Yeah. It's an odd world that you can just do that now.
There's that. I mean, I don't know how successful she is.
Successful enough to... Well, she's successful now. She's on the news.
I guess. Maybe I should stab someone.
Maybe you should. You almost always stab me every day. You keep gesticulating with your knife like, let me just get these pickles near you. Here you go.
Ramona... Who's stabbing pickles with knives?
You did. Well, you had to open
them. I
did.
I cut some pickles today.
Oh, my God.
I
often fear for my life and, you know, being stabbed regularly from you.
Whatever. Ramon thinks I have way less knife control than I do, but who's the one here with the Band-Aid on? Ramon? Who almost sliced his fucking finger off last week?
You! Both of us!
Look, I'm just fine.
Well, listen, I may have done it worse, but I was, like, doing leather work. You were just doing regular, everyday chores.
I use knives literally 100 times a day.
Yeah.
and I almost never cut myself. You use knives once a week, and you fucking cut your finger off.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what's your story?
That's rude. Socks that kill odor?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So.
What do they look like? Are they cute? Are they cute socks?
Cute-ish. This South Forsyth grad finds sweet smell of success in solution to stinky feet. That's some good alliteration. Every day when Matthew Tezovich came home from basketball practice, people would say he had smelly feet. That's the gist of this whole several paragraphs.
Okay.
He had an idea for an odorless sock a couple of years ago when his college roommate came home with a new towel made with a similar material that kills bacteria.
Oh.
Tevich was amazed that he could use the towel and clean his hands even without soap. That's interesting.
That sounds fake.
My first thought went to my feet. If you can kill bacteria, you can kill odor. No, I believe this towel exists. He stayed up researching. He called like 100 different places. And he got this sock made. And it's a sock that apparently kills odor. Let's see what it's called. It's called Get Ox Socks. They're called Ox Socks.
Okay.
Ox Socks. Let's go to the website.
Like ox, like as in like a musk ox?
Yes. Stinky feet, get your loved ones ox socks for the holidays. So none of our fans will want this.
No, no.
But I feel like it's pretty foot oriented. Here's what they look like. I mean, they're like, they're athletic.
They're ugly. They're really ugly.
Right. They're like, oh God, they're all short.
Yeah.
I mean, they're made to be athletic socks and they're expensive too. Not surprising. I mean, they're a special material.
Sounds super dumb.
Darn Tough is expensive, but that's because they're tough. These just kill odor, apparently, which is a goddamn shame.
I find that Darn Tough also doesn't smell, so you could just wear wool socks and probably
Oh, no,
salt.
Mine smell all the time. And no, yours
don't.
Do, too.
Yours don't smell that bad. Mine don't smell that bad, either.
Well, mine don't smell bad because I fill my shoes with powder.
Oh.
Because I care about you and don't want to stink up the house.
Thank you. Instead, you just track powder all over the house when you come home.
There are far worse things I could track all over the
house.
This
is true.
But that's my news story. I found these... It's crazy that it's these socks that kill foot odor. How dare you? It's going to kill the market. It's awful. I've opened up a weird Google Pay. Jesus Christ, this phone.
I'm reading about what appears to be...
you ain't reading shit.
I guess this is a British
you can't
doctor?
Read.
It's Oh, yeah. It's the Isle of Wight NHS Trust. Yeah, so a doctor who admittedly has a foot fetish has been, I guess, fired, struck off. He's been struck off. I don't know what that
is
means.
Is that? I've heard sacked. I never heard struck
fired.
Off.
Fired. I think it means fired, or maybe because he's a doctor, it's like
weird.
More official. Like he's been
okay.
Not disbarred. What is it when a doctor gets like a...
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you know
his
I mean.
License to
yeah,
practice.
His
no?
license has been revoked.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, maybe
medical license has been revoked.
Yeah, but apparently he's was very inappropriate with patients, admitted he had a foot fetish,
had
a lot of concerning behavior toward women, including patients and junior colleagues. He would kiss them, press their feet against his genitals, feel their legs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's bold.
So.
Did he think they'd all just be fine with this?
I think that he hoped that. That people in a position like that basically do it and they hope that everyone else feels so uncomfortable that they won't say anything. They just hope that you just are frozen and don't say anything and don't do anything about it.
Okie dokie.
Anyway, yeah. I think that's all I've got.
That's the feet this week in feet.
I think that's this week in feet.
This week in feet. Boop, 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 boop. Let's move on over to Ramon's footnotes.
Okay.
And my various fetish thoughts of the week. Because we don't have any new shoes for you to review, do we? I don't think so.
No. No, we don't have any new shoes.
No new shoes. Get to the Amazon wish list, y'all.
Yeah. Although I don't think I have any shoes currently on the wish list. I have a lot of socks.
I think you have a few shoes left.
Do I?
I think so. I haven't looked in a while.
Oh, I have some slippers, I think.
Well, we've been very lax on the Instagram recently. We've been busy with Christmas.
Yeah, it's been busy, guys.
Like, we've been posting the pictures, but haven't been, like, interacting, posting stories, reels, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Been busy. And focusing on the OnlyFans and all that fun stuff.
That's true. I had, like, 1,000 presents to wrap.
Yeah, you did. Whose fault was that?
It was a lot.
but on to my footnotes.
Tell me your footnotes.
First off, fucking Reddit.
Oh, okay.
That piece of shit Reddit.
Oh,
I am so sick like, listen, I get it. It's these own your own little private communities where you make the rules. You can enforce them however you want.
Yeah.
But they're so goddamn particular. Mm-hmm. I've already railed about them not wanting to have watermarks. I don't get that, but I guess I get that. But this is not necessarily foot related, but I started advertising on r/face-sitting because we do face sitting. And they have, of course, a slew of rules. One of it, you can't have watermarks. You can't do this. You can't do that. You have to post it in a particular way. Well, I follow all these rules. I post some GIFs. Everything's going well. Everyone likes it. Everyone loves our stuff. You know why? Because they like face-sitting at r/face-sitting. Who knew? But then they banned us. And here's why. Because we have a post on our profile that links to our OnlyFans. On our profile, not even on the thing I posted itself. And they banned us because there was an OnlyFans even slightly connected to our account. Someone's got a bone to pick there.
Now, I have major issue with this. Not just because, like, Ramona's pissed off, but it's super disrespectful
mm-hmm.
to the creators of this content.
Yep.
To be like, oh, okay, you're not allowed to have a watermark. You're not allowed to have your name on it. You're not allowed to even have a link back on your profile or on a separate post. Like, they just want this content, but they don't want to have any concept of where it's coming from. They don't want anyone who created it to benefit in any way. We're putting the content out there for free.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Have it. But, like, if you click back onto the profile and then, like, click two other ways, then, yeah, you can get to a link. You can find out where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't people want that?
Right. Don't you?
People want to be like, oh, I want to know who this is and where I can see more of it?
No, they just want free shit.
They want free shit. They want free shit to jerk off to, and they don't want to know any of the work behind it, mm-hmm. or they don't want to be aware of, like, they don't want.
Listen, I'll be the first to understand. Hey, maybe you don't want to. I get it. You don't want to spend money on your porn.
Fine.
I get that.
Fine.
But there's still a way you can pay your creators, and that's by sharing things out or allowing them to advertise in yes. some way.
Yes.
That's a way of paying as well. So you got to pay the piper somehow,
mm-hmm.
not just, you know, leech forever.
Yeah,
goddamn
it is.
Internet.
Profoundly disrespectful to the creators
of
this content.
On that note, go to r/feedonface, which I run, and you can advertise your shit, or go to r/smother, which is where I'm advertising now. I don't run it. The moderator has, I think, just gone to sleep forever. That's okay. Get over there. We can advertise there, and we'll blow that subreddit up.
Who's this S-mother that you're talking about? I don't know.
The SS-mother? That's a different subreddit.
I don't know
subreddit.
What that means.
Like the SS?
Oh, I thought you were talking like a submarine, like the SS.
That sounds much better.
Yeah.
We'll go with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, Reddit's a piece of shit that way. Also, feet is transphobic. They say no trans feet, which is weird on Reddit of all places.
On Reddit. Right?
Like, it's not even like a qualifier. They just straight up say no trans feet, which you can do, I guess. But that seems in that place is very surprising to me.
Reddit is super duper duper pro trans.
They are.
Like,
so it's weird that subreddit is allowed to continue saying that. It's hidden away in the rules. That's why.
Mm.
It's not like forefront.
No, there's reasons for that.
There's reasons
for
everything.
We don't need to go into it here because it's.
On to other Ramon's footnotes. I think I said this to you at some point in the last 3 weeks.
Footboxing.
I am bunion neutral, corns no bueno.
Yes, yes. Okay, so it's because maize no bueno.
Maize no bueno?
So it's because I wore these boots that were new and I was trying to break them in and they made my feet sore. And like the side of my foot right here.
Yeah, yeah, where the
where one would get a bunion was sore because they're more narrow than I'm used to. And they're less cushiony. And they hurt, my feet hurt, and were swollen. Like, right here was painful and swollen. And I kept looking at it and thinking, like, what if I get a bunion? Do I have a bunion?
No, not that I'm aware. I mean, maybe a little. I don't.
No, don't say that. So I was like, what if I get a bunion? And I was really upset about it for, like, a whole night. And then the next day I was talking to Ramon about it. And I'm like, would you be what if I got a bunion? Would you be grossed out and turned off by me? And he said, no, I like bunions. Bunions are hot.
I didn't say they were hot, but they're fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind bunions.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, really pointy, grotesque ones, but
no, that's I'm cultivating them now.
Yeah.
Like you a must cultivate like them. A bonsai tree. My feet
but yeah,
are
corns
be just
are gross.
Gross.
That's why
bonsai trees.
That's why they make things to take care of your corns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, corns are nasty.
Yeah. Nobody, I mean somebody
bunions
likes corns.
Are nasty too, but yeah, there are dudes who are into corns.
No, absolutely.
Corn fetish. I bet that's really hard because some dudes are into like feet corns and some dudes are into like the food corn. They're just like into foot
I need corn off of your feet.
Corn fetish.
Sure. Corn's delicious.
Creamed corn?
I think I would like
that. Would be the only
you
way.
You've never had creamed corn?
It's disgusting. It tastes like vomit. It tastes but and feels like vomit in your mouth. It's horrible.
Maybe, yeah.
It's the worst thing
but
I've
ever
had.
I like polenta.
I like polenta too.
Oh, okay then.
Polenta is not creamed
not
corn.
Not creamed corn. Gotcha.
No. Creamed corn is like someone ate corn and chewed it up and then spit it into your mouth. It's fucking disgusting.
Opinions on creamed corn.
Guys, what's your favorite form of corn?
You know what? Post that on your Instagram.
If
just arbitrarily.
The answer is not A, on the cob, and B, bread muffins, then we're done.
Bread muffins?
Corn bread muffins.
Oh, gotcha.
Get it?
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm following along now. Just, are there any other variety of bread muffins? I guess banana bread muffins.
Banana bread muffins, zucchini bread muffins,
oh, shit.
Pumpkin bread
all right,
muffins.
Well, I feel dumb now.
Yeah, you should.
Anywho.
You know how in Japan they eat corn soup for breakfast?
Yeah.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Like they're like really into corn soup.
But I mean, yeah, I guess corn would be a fine breakfast food. Anything's a breakfast food.
We eat corn flakes, corn
right,
pops.
Yeah. Yeah, a whole bunch of corn stuff.
Yeah.
Corn's
okay.
A very important
corn Chex,
thing.
Corn checks, the worst kind of checks.
But corn's on feet, no thank you.
Okay, yes, no bueno.
No. So I left this note and I forgot what it was from, but I just remembered. I need to write more things down.
Yeah, you do. You need to be more specific.
So we've started watching TikToks that advertise Amazon on YouTube, you know, like good millennials.
Like a compilation on YouTube of people of TikToks where people are like, check out this thing I bought on Amazon and you've got to go buy it.
Right.
Link in bio.
About half of them are terrible.
Duper obnoxious, but I love it.
Occasionally you'll find
them.
One that's entertaining or a product that's like, oh shit, I kind of want that. But most of them is just for us to hate.
Yeah. 90% of the time I'm just like, that's really stupid and ugly. And why would you ever have that in your house?
Well, there was a girl, I can't remember her name, which is for the best. I don't really want to advertise her. She was talking about some products she found and she had these socks that she really likes and she pulled it off of her foot to show the sock but said she wasn't going to show her feet because, quote, there are no free feet pics on the internet.
There are so many free feet pics
girl,
on the internet.
You are not that special.
No, right? No.
And it struck me as a, wow, fuck you. Because, and you qualified it. You said, like, well, what about the hand fetishist?
Right.
What about the hair fetishist?
Like,
they see you the whole time.
Someone's looking at you and jerking off to your eyebrows, girl.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know what, but yeah. No. And like, why do you think you even have nice feet?
Right.
Like,
maybe she, I suspect she does
maybe
not.
Maybe you have gross feet. I don't know. It's just that sort of attitude. It's like with the Taylor Swift thing. Like,
yep.
That's just kind of exhausting and just like, I'm anxious for the foot fetish jokes to kind of move on.
I may have had a mini epiphany just now.
Oh,
so, you know,
oh
someone acknowledging like, oh, there's no free feet pics on the internet. Is foot fetish becoming more mainstream to the point where it's starting to match with like, she's not going to show her boobs. She's not going to show her butt. Now she's going to not show her feet.
Maybe.
It might be the thing we've all wanted, but turns out we don't want that because once it becomes mainstream, it's no longer just a ubiquitous thing that we can just see. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We may have been hoisted by our own petard.
Right.
Oh,
people
no.
People are going to become
put it more back. Put it back.
Aware of foot fetishes and potentially more accepting of it in their private life.
Yeah.
But potentially less accepting of it if they're just like walking down the street and some guy looks at their feet, instead of just blowing it off as nothing or not noticing it, they're going to be like, why is that guy looking at my feet? Oh my God.
No.
Is he looking at my feet because he has a foot fetish?
Oh, I'm sad now. Oh no.
Maybe.
We need to go back into the shadows, y'all. Come on. Pack it up. Pack
right?
it in. This is the last episode of this podcast.
I've been saying for years that people need to have more shame.
Yes, shame.
Have more shame.
Shame.
Good God.
I'm going to pivot off of Ramon's footnotes and I'm going to meander over. Speaking of kink shame,
Yeah.
We're going to meander on
it.
Over.
Let's do it.
Doom, 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 doom.
What are we kink shaming?
We're going to Bell's kink shame corner. It's not what you need to kink shame. It's that someone commented on a previous kink shame of yours.
Wait, what?
You got a comment on Twitter that I think we need to address.
Oh, shit.
Hi. Great episode, as always. Just want to say about calling BDSM weird, am from a part of the world where my foot fetish is weird, and it hurts because I love and enjoy, and it's a way of life. So the comment that it's weird would surely land hurtful for people with that fetish. Love and respect. Thoughts?
I don't care.
Boom.
I don't care.
Kink shamed.
Listen. First of all, they're into BDSM, so they probably like being hurt.
Take that, shameful Steve.
That one was for you, Steve. second of all, like, I don't care.
You cannot expect in this world not to be offended by something.
No, right? Like, you're walking around in a fucking gimp suit, and, like, your girlfriend's whipping you, and you're on a leash, and you're dressed up like a dog. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm going to call you a fucking weirdo.
I'm going to call you a weirdo. I'm allowed to do that. You don't.
If I'm laying under a chair in the middle of the road with someone's feet on my face, you also get to kink shame me.
Yeah. Like, and honestly, like, we're here on this podcast. Hi. Hello. Have you seen my feet OnlyFans?
Right.
Like, you're welcome to call me a weirdo.
Yes.
The difference is I don't fucking care.
Ooh.
And if you're like, what's if you're up? Comfortable with your like BDSM weirdness, go ahead.
Please.
Be into it. Like,
in the privacy of your life.
Then guess
perfect.
What? You won't care either.
Right.
Shameful Steve doesn't give a shit.
No.
He doesn't care if I make fun of him for being a fucking weirdo.
Nope.
And he doesn't care if I make fun of his dungeon because Shameful Steve's a cool guy. Listen.
There's a difference between, I don't know what other
there's
term
a difference about. Between being shamed and feeling shamed. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm shaming you. But, like, you don't have to feel ashamed mm-hmm. if you feel like you have nothing to be ashamed of.
Be confident with who you are. You don't have to share that with the world all the time. And you shouldn't.
He said on his foot fetish podcast.
I found my way to share it with the world. I am a weirdo. I am a porno-dealing monster. What do I care what you think?
We're not broadcasting this, like, on public radio.
I'm not sharing it on Facebook.
No. No one has to listen to this podcast. We're not forcing
you. You have to find us.
If you're being forced to listen to this podcast, blink twice. We'll come and help you. No, like, no one's forced to listen to this podcast.
No.
No one's forced to. But the thing is.
Yeah.
There are elements of, no one's forced to like witness BDSM either, but we sort of are though, because there's elements of it like seep into mainstream culture. And potentially the same could be said for foot fetishes. Remember that episode of Game of Thrones?
True.
You know?
True.
I'm going to say it again. I think we just all need to have more shame.
More shame. Boom.
I think we
shame
all
time.
Need to like be more like the Puritans.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The Puritanicals.
I think we need more shame. I think we should be...
I want to be more like Jamestown.
Oh, God. I thought you meant Jonestown.
Jesus.
I was like...
Oh, my God.
What?
Listen,
no.
I love Flavor Aid as much as the next guy,
oh
but come
God.
On.
Oh, my God.
So...
I want to be like Roanoke. Just fucking disappear. No one will ever see me again.
So... Them's my footnotes. Oh, that's your kink shame corner, which I need to make a graphic for that. That'll be fun.
Thank you.
I made a graphic for feet hate. So, oh, God. Listen, anyone who's on the YouTube, I'm sorry. Listen, if you follow anyone on YouTube, unless it's like goddamn what culture or whatever that
Mojo.
Other one.
Mojo.
Or fucking Mojo where they're posting shit every day. Guess what? It's going to take me some time to edit it and make it fun. So it'll be put out when it's put out.
Yeah.
But when it is, like the last one, it's gotten like almost 2,000 views, which is not much in the grand scheme of things, but for us, it's pretty big.
No.
Point is, wait for it. It's going to be fun. I add a bunch of fun stuff to it on the YouTubes.
Ramon thinks he's the next internet historian.
I'm definitely not.
Foot fetish
but
historian.
I'm just making it fun for the people who are on YouTube and want to find that stuff.
Yeah. And thank you.
It's fun for me,
too. Because it's, we like that you guys watch it.
Yeah, it's nice. And you should, too. We'll have to watch one. Yeah.
I'm not putting that on my algorithm.
Oh, my God. Well, we're not going to watch it on your YouTube.
Oh, okay. I'm watching this channel right now, guys. I'm super obsessed with it. It's analysis of police interrogations.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, remember, I was talking about the Scream murders.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just one murder. But it was the analysis of these dudes. and like how the cops sort of like tricked them into confessing, although they were doing a pretty decent job at not confessing, but the cops had literally video evidence of them doing they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, we weren't doing anything, and the cops are like, yeah you were, you need to just tell us, dude.
Just tell us.
Just like, you're making it worse for yourself, brah.
On to, I need a name for this segment, because I keep calling everything of the week.
Okay.
But it's my feat of the week.
Okay.
Because it's no longer of the week. Ramon's favorite feat? No, because it's Ramon's that favorite feet find, Ramon's feet finds? I don't know.
No, that sounds too much like
it's feat of the week.
Finder.
Fuck off. So, as always, sometime during the last 3 weeks, I'll search someone's feet out because I'm a goddamn creep. And I know you all are too, because you do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Steinfeld. Steinfeld, not Seinfeld.
I feel like she's very young. Where are you going with this?
She's not that young. Listen, I'm allowed to like people under 30. You can go fuck yourself.
No, you're not.
Jesus,
I don't like
Christ.
Anyone over 30, under 30.
Oh. Well, it's too bad because it happens. Point is.
Oh, she's 26.
Thank you. God in heaven.
Just feel like she was in a movie when she was like 12, though, wasn't she?
So was Jodie Foster. What's your point?
Oh, yeah, she was.
God damn, girl.
I don't know.
Okay, so Haley Steinfeld. She was in the, what's that?
She was in that movie with the Big Lebowski guy.
What the hell are you talking
about? It was
like,
wasn't she in that movie with, what's his name, the Big Lebowski, when they had to, True Grit.
Oh, yeah. That was a big starring role for
her.
Yeah,
thank you. That's what I'm first like, I couldn't that was a big starring role. Like, oh my God. Like,
anyway, shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about,
I'm
going to
punch
you
in the head. She was also in the new Hawkeye show on Disney Plus.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
Wow. Point is, she's great. She has size 10 feet.
Nice.
Which is delightful. And her family is known for either investing or making, I think investing in these flip-flops, these specific kinds of flip-flops. So she wears them like all the fucking time.
What flip-flops?
I don't know. I didn't go that far.
Wow.
I don't like flip-flops very much. Let me look it up, bro. You look it up.
Okay, fine.
Look up the flip-flop thing. But here's some lovely pictures while she's looking up of Haley Steinfeld's feet. They are quite big. Here you go. You want to check them out? Or are you busy searching? They're big and awesome.
They're nice.
And I love them. And she shows them off
all
the time.
They're called
Reef.
Reef flip-flops.
Right. Reef. Here's another one from a different angle of that same one. It's nice. It's very nice. But anyway, I love it when WikiFeet is like, all right, they are big. They are going to stay big. Because sometimes you'll go there and look at a celebrity and it'll fluctuate their size over the years. Like, they'll say, for years, like, oh, this person was a size 10. And then all of a sudden you'll come back and like, no, they're actually 7.5. Like, what the fuck, man? Where did you get your information?
These are pretty ugly.
Oh, the shoes? Yeah, probably the shoes are ugly.
I don't care for them.
Yeah, those
ones look comfy, though.
I guess not the shoes.
They look really, like, cushiony.
Hopefully I remember that in 3 weeks when I edit this episode.
Loser.
So that's my feet of the week.
Yeah. Okay. Bidda-bing. All right. So Ramon is creeping on young girls.
Oh my God, not that young. Oh my God. Jeez Louise. That's
okay.
All the segments,
that was,
I believe.
That was some good feet of the week, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty good. She's one of the best.
If you say so. I've never seen her in anything, so I wouldn't know.
I think you've seen her in something.
No,
or you wanted to see her in
something.
I just
looked through all of her movies and I've never seen her in anything.
Wasn't she in that movie that was about Mary Shelley or Emily Bronte or one of them, the Bronte sisters?
Emily Dickinson.
It was that one?
But it's a show. It's on Apple. And we don't have
that's
Apple,
why.
So.
She's barefoot in that too.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay.
They do a close up of her soles.
I don't believe that Emily Dickinson would have, but whatever.
Everyone goes barefoot at some point, yo.
Mm.
There's no never nudes for
Emily
feet.
Dickinson never even left the house.
Well, the more reason to keep your shoes off.
Mm.
Come on.
Emily Dickinson wore slippers a lot.
Probably a lot of slippers going on.
Lowering baskets of candy to the neighborhood children from her window because she never went anywhere.
Well, that's nice of her.
I love her.
But we're going to be right back and get a break for our candy as we take a little break for the steak.
Oh, I have a frozen Snickers in the freezer.
My teeth are crying just thinking about that. I am going to have a cookie, though.
I baked cookies.
She did. She's a really excellent baker.
Sometimes.
When you don't try, you're an excellent baker.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because they turned out flat and awesome.
I fucked him up. You know, and Ramon likes them better that way.
Yeah.
Go figure.
But here's a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. It's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful. After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly size 10 feet that, or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamonFaithful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on clips for sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamonFaithful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008.
And we're back from our break, our cookie break.
I'm putting my socks back on. It's fucking freezing.
She's
guys.
Such a goddamn
it's
tease.
It's so cold.
It's a bit chilly. We don't turn the heat on here, other than like a little bit. We're in a townhouse, so we're people on either side are pumping their heat apparently because we're normally comfortable enough.
It's very cold. It was like 5 degrees the other day.
It was pretty rough
it's
here.
It's like 20 right now. But it's fucking freezing. And our house is set to like 60.
Winter is the foot fetishist nightmare. Like, other than cute socks and like people eventually taking them off, like, you know, we don't see a lot of feet. And so it's like, oh, man.
No, you get like when the snow bunnies break their leg at the ski chalet and then they're just sitting there with their like their toe sticking out of
then
the
then you're like that
cast.
Creep
then
that we
yeah,
told off.
Remember that guy?
That guy was the worst.
That guy hated me.
There's a guy who wants a custom that I've ignored him on. I'm going to continue ignoring him on. He wants me to sit on Duchess's ankles. Like, with my feet propped up.
Why?
Because he wants to see women hurt, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because that'd be
gross.
Very painful.
Yeah.
I'm not
no,
going to
no,
do
thank
it.
You.
No. But yeah. She's been trying for years. Like, he keeps forgetting that he sent it to me. And I keep telling him, like, no. So it's really funny. Most other customs I'll entertain, but I don't want to hurt people. Not
fair.
My jam.
Fair. That's nice of you.
Right. I'm pretty good. So on to our topic. Now, listen, I had a big plan to make this like this is the topic, but also it's a Christmas show. But I'll be goddamned if I can think of anything that has to do with Christmas and feet.
Also, it's past Christmas. So
it's the day. Well, 2 days after
it's
Christmas.
It's Boxing Day.
Out. It's Boxing Day currently
day.
When we're recording. Other than like mistletoe.
Yeah, I made a mistletoe joke the other day. We were filming a clip and I was... It was very. I was very funny.
You were. You're
was
always
very
funny.
Funny. You guys should all go and buy that.
I love your clips. Entertain me as well as arouse me.
Ew, gross.
Arousal.
Don't talk like that. I hate that word. It should
about,
only ever be used in like a clinical sentence.
Titillate.
I prefer titillate.
You prefer titillate to
yeah,
arouse.
But I prefer titillate only when it's used like mentally.
Do you not like the sound ow?
I don't like arouse.
But you like
it
meow?
Just feels blah. I mean, like I like a mouse. Like
well,
a mouse?
A mow, it's ow, as opposed to...
Arouse.
Wow.
I don't know, I just don't like it. I don't know, it's
enough
gross.
With our
and
weird little ASMR
now.
Moment.
Anyway, what's our topic
our
this week,
our topic
Ramon?
Is barefoot goddamn running.
Barefoot running.
Barefoot motherfucking running, which is dumb.
Barefoot running is stupid. Probably, I don't have any information to back this up. Probably terrible for your knees, probably terrible for your feet, probably horrible for your back.
So there's always a controversy with this sort of thing with, you know, half the people saying, oh, it's great for you. Other half saying, oh, it's bad for you. One of the reasons people say that it's so great is because, oh, they did it in, you know, olden times, you know, they'd wear, you know, they had sandals they might wear, but that's about it. They try to cut the middle, like between.
They did that because people had no other option.
Right. Like, it didn't make sense. Like, yes, there's a, you can run barefoot. There's a, you have to run differently. You can't run the same way you would in a shoe. There's a bit more focusing on the ball of the foot as opposed to, you know, heel to toe like you would in an athletic shoe. There are problems running in a shoe that you don't get barefoot running, but there's a whole slew more you get while running barefoot. And barefoot runners deal with this. Unless you're in a culture that already does it. Like, the stereotype is the Kenyan runners who can run crazy fast, oftentimes without shoes. That's just because that's how it is. But even, like, cultures that we would claim would do that had shoes of some kind. They all had shoes of some kind. Excuse me, I got to blow my nose. Kudos to Belle for covering none of that. And is now staring at her screen.
I'm reading about barefoot running. Even small amounts of barefoot running or walking can leave feet sore and fatigued. But too much barefoot running can lead to injuries like plantar fasciitis, an inflamed Achilles tendon, or strained calf muscles.
Sure.
But apparently, I don't know, I'm reading...
There's some benefits to
this. This says... Well, everything I'm reading that says the benefits is just like, oh, you burn more calories. Like, oh,
well, that's
okay.
Dumb.
Like, yeah, I guess... because it makes you don't have like the spring of like rubber in your shoes. So
sure.
You have to work a little bit harder to run, but I don't know. I'm reading that running barefoot develops the tendency to land on the balls of your feet. This creates less impact and reduces the risk of injury and stress on your body. Running in shoes allows you to automatically take longer strides. It also reduces the leg muscles work as the shoe acts as suspension.
I could see that.
I always ran on the balls of my feet.
Really?
Yeah.
You spring your little boing, 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 boing.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Like when we were in, like, I don't know, high school or whatever, and you had to run laps around the gym at the beginning of class. Fucking hated that shit. Mm-hmm. I always ran on the, and my gym teachers used to give me shit because I wasn't running right. Because I was, and then like I would try to run and land on my heel and I would fall. Like, I would trip over myself and fall, and it was really stupid.
Because you were trying to spring off like a gazelle.
I don't know. I just, that's
I think
how...
we can all agree that, barefoot or not, running is dumb.
Running
it is really
is
bad for
horrible,
you.
Yes.
It is really bad for your joints, for your knees. It's bad for everything. There's better ways to get exercise.
Running sucks.
Running
and I
sucks.
Would never.
I would
never. I would never.
But let's talk about the crazy-ass shoes barefoot runners. Because, listen, the crux of it is they always boil down to, barefoot running's great, but you gotta wear something. So they make these, like, minimalist shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to the most egregious one at my last thing. But there's some that's, like, it's essentially a sandal, like a flat sandal that you can wear, that it's a barefoot running shoe. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. I meant
Ooh,
to do...
I'm interested. Which one are you looking at? Is it Zero Shoes?
It might be Zero Shoes.
I'm looking at Zero Shoes. It's spelled with an X.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Zero Shoes.
Ooh.
Like Zero Must Have.
Oh, these boots are really cute, though.
Cute boots?
Yes.
Let me see.
Very cute. Hold on.
It's loading.
Hold on.
I'm just getting some joke barefoot shoes like we saw on
okay,
that.
Okay, nice. Nice.
Like
some
hobbit
like
feet.
Giant hobbit feet slippers.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, they don't have my size. That's bullshit.
Well, the barefoot running shoes have like a very minimal sole is the point. So it's as close to running barefoot as you can.
Look at them.
Oh, those are cute.
Those are insanely cute.
Send that to me. I'm going to forget to send it to me, but you know. Barefoot running shoe.
What color do you have in my size?
Oh, here we go. Hey, you can put it on your, you got it on Amazon, put it on the wish list. So.
They don't have anything in my size.
Nothing in your size.
Fuck you, Zero with an X shoes.
Zero with an X shoe.
Unbelievable. All I wanted was these cute red wine colored boots. Aw, they're so cute. And it says they run small, so you should order a half a size larger.
Oh.
So here I would be over here ordering a size 10 and a half. They have nothing in a size 10 and a half.
Of course they don't.
that like it goes up to 8.5.
Wow, that is some bullshit.
I mean, they have 12, but it's out of stock. They have everything, but it's out of stock. I'm so bummed about that. Anyway,
that's dumb.
Tell me more about what shoes you're looking at.
The shoes I'm looking at, I lost them. Well, there's the boots that you found. I'm trying to not jump to the obvious one yet. There's one that I found that, of course, I didn't save because I'm terrible at doing this. What did you find?
I've been getting a lot of ads. I think I searched for it initially because it was recommended in like a Facebook group or something. But I get ads for this type of shoe, and they're called barefoot shoes. But I'm not sure what that means. It says, made from a specially designed thin and ultra-flexible sole that guarantees all-day barefoot comfort. Thanks to its wide toe box and zero-drop, flat-from-heel-to-toe design.
Toe box.
The shoes allow your feet to move and flex naturally, just as nature intended. They're called Belenka shoes.
I'm not familiar with them.
It's a European brand.
Okay.
These are, I think, the ones that I liked.
Weird. They're ugly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Look. They look really cute on her.
Yeah, they're pretty cute.
Yeah. I look great in those. Yeah. But I don't think that I like my shoes to feel like I'm walking on like 1,000 pillows.
Yeah. I think barefoot would be the opposite of what you want.
Yes. Yes.
Not
that
your
is
style.
That is not really a comfort level that I would want. So, I don't know. That would not be comfortable for me. But I keep getting ads for this, and I'm going to get more ads now for this. These shoes.
Yep.
And
you
I
are.
Don't. I don't know. I feel like don't your arches fall if you don't wear shoes with proper support?
I'd imagine so, yeah.
I mean, although one might argue, and the barefoot running people would argue, that that's only because we've accustomed ourselves now to wearing shoes. In our natural state, you know, our ancestors, thousands of years ago, who didn't have shoes, they didn't have that problem because they were just barefoot all the time.
I suppose. But I think even they would say, hey, give me some of them shoes.
Yeah, right? Like, if they had the option to wear, like, a really comfortable pair of shoes, wouldn't they?
I'm pretty sure one of the first inventions we made was like, oh, damn, let me put something on my feet because this sucks.
Right. I keep fucking stepping on really hard rocks and it sucks.
Oh, it's really warm.
I can't run from the saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's stop beating around the goddamn bush.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Let's
talk about these goddamn Vibram shoes. They don't look good.
Yeah, remember
hey,
those
everyone
were,
out there?
Those
they're
were
bad.
Everywhere, like 10 years ago or so. I don't think that they look good, but I think that they look comfortable.
This is going to sound counterintuitive. They make you look like you're goofy, but not like the sexy goofy feet.
Ramon loves goofy.
The weird, totally black-soled goofy feet that don't look good. That's what your feet look like. They look terrible. You look like a 1920s... cartoon character, and it's terrible. There are exactly two people I knew that had these shoes, and they were both D-bags.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know of one, and yes, he is a D-bag.
The other one we met with some of your college friends while we were wandering around.
Was it that guy with the red hair?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy was a massive dick.
Yeah, he was a super tool.
That was the kind of dude who's like, hi, what's up? I'm a ginger and I have this weird trench coat on and I'm like,
oh, even
24.
Worse. He was like, oh, I'm a dom.
Yeah, and I'm like 24 and I'm a dom.
Yeah, okay.
Like fucking gross as shit.
Like, get away from me.
But
y'all know what Vibrams are, but if you don't, there they are and they're terrible.
Yeah. They're not cute. Although, oh, I'm going to be completely honest with you here. Those are the Vibram Five Fingers shoes.
Right.
Now, I am currently looking at a pair of Vibram boots, which do not have the five fingers, because I was looking to see if they had, like, a pair of boots with, like, the little individual toe cutouts, and I don't think they do, but I did find this pair of boots, and hello, they're super, super cute. And I kind of want them now. But well, I'm a little bit bummed out that they don't have the finger toe boots.
Shame. Well, here's a piece of feedback that has to do with this very topic.
I'm literally still reading this.
Well, stop. You got to move ahead.
Oh, wait. Wait, I might have found some on Poshmark. Oh, no, wait. These are just the regular boots.
You're very boring.
They look so cute, though. They look really comfy.
I don't think they
do. No, 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 no. I'm talking about the boots I just sent you. I just sent you a picture of those boots. They look really cute. Anyway, okay, yeah, we have feedback here from AJ in Sweden. Nice. I like Sweden.
I do, too.
I like your furniture. That's IKEA, right? Sweden?
Yeah.
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 I like your furniture. Anyway, AJ says, hey, Belle and Ramon.
Hey.
Just want to say that your last episode was probably the best one you've made so far. Really?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, that's the one where things got dark.
So dark.
He says, I really enjoyed listening to your discussion on BDSM. It felt important, and I must say that I really agree with Belle on the matter. Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel very vindicated. He says, on another note, Ramon is totally wrong about Vibram Five Fingers. Mm. First off, they're super comfy. Mm. They're also super sexy on a woman. Every time I've seen them worn by a woman IRL, I've gotten super turned on. It's just something sexy about the fact that she has chosen to wear a shoe like that. It sort of tells me that she thinks about her feet and that she's confident enough in her own skin so that she can handle all the stares and questions you get when you wear those shoes. I love Vibrams. Every woman should wear them, and if they're not wearing open-toed shoes, ballerinas, or heels. As for barefoot running, I'd get turned on if I saw a woman running past me barefoot.
I mean, yeah.
Just saying. Thanks for making my favorite podcast. Cheers from Sweden, AJ.
Well, you're welcome, but you could...
So the people that you're talking about two different people who you have seen in person wearing those shoes.
Correct.
And they were both men.
Correct.
And they were both douchebags.
Yes.
But have you ever seen a woman wearing them?
No.
Do you think that would be hot?
I see where he's coming from. And on that, like, I wouldn't like that shoe, but the fact that she chose that shoe might turn me on. I see where he's going with this, and I approve. Because now you're going to be able to talk about her feet. It's an invitation. If you wear a shoe like that, looks it. This is counterintuitive because that shouldn't be an invitation to talk about someone's body part, but this is a unique piece of footwear that if you wear that, you know people are going to ask about it. So it's going to
happen. You
don't
find that even a little bit attractive?
Of course I do.
Okay.
But, like, that's very different than the ones I've seen, which are weird, wide, black ones that I've seen guys walking around with. That's different.
You've seen guys walking around with it.
Yes. But not like that. Frankly, if it was like that, it'd probably be fine. That's a bit more form-fitting, which is sort of the point. But
I don't know that it is more form-fitting.
Maybe not.
I think that's just the style. I think that's just what they look like. I think you're also seeing it from the bottom here and not from the top.
Right.
Like, this is what it looks like from the top. And it does look different. It does look less flattering. Yeah, it looks kind of creepy.
Yep. Alien toes. Dumb. Still don't like Vibrams. And frankly, I don't see many people wearing them, so I think ultimately I am right on
this.
Ooh,
what about these?
Ew, those are horrible.
What, no?
We're like Vibrams flats?
Yeah. They're Vibram Five Fingers ballet pumps.
Now I'm going to have to go searching for those when I go
I'm
edit this damn
podcast.
No, you're not.
I'm
you never
you
do.
Sending you screenshots of all of them.
You leave me hanging.
God, you hear Ramon is so unprofessional to be discussing this shit, like, on the cast itself.
That's all I ever do.
What about there?
No.
No?
Nope, don't like him. No thanks.
See?
Hard pass.
I think I'm agreeing with AJ on this.
Well, you can agree with AJ all you want.
I think, especially these little ballet ones with the mesh, I think these are actually not my style, but they're pretty cute.
So here's Clayward 76.
One time I got kicked out of a Barnes & Noble for being barefoot.
Yeah, you should have been, you creep. You gross ass. Get those gross things out of there.
I left my shoes in my car. I think it was summertime. And I left my shoes in my car. You know, you kick your shoes off when you drive.
Oh, yeah, because every store.
And I was like.
It's not Miami. It's not Ocean City.
It honestly,
you can't just go
it
in.
Honestly kind of didn't occur to me that it would be against the rules.
You're so dumb.
So
you were also probably drunk at the time.
No, I wasn't. It was the middle of the day, which is not saying that I wasn't drunk at that point in my life, but I was not drunk at this point. I drove myself there.
Oh.
You should hope that I wasn't drunk. Although one time I went to a midnight release of a Harry Potter book and I was very drunk. And that
was midnight.
Fun.
What are you going to do?
It was a fucking midnight.
It was party time. Hey, Belle and Ramon.
Clayward.
I personally do not run at all.
Same.
Good.
Fuck running.
I live in a more desertous area, so some people will go on a walk barefoot. I've done this occasionally, but that was when I was younger and only on dirt road.
Yeah, also fuck the desert. Clayward, get out of there.
Get out.
Jesus.
I personally wouldn't do it now that I don't live in an area with many clear dirt roads. The abundance of jumping cacti also deter walking barefoot
since
they manage to find their way in your closed-toed shoes. No point in making it easier for them.
Jumping cacti? Hold on.
I imagine it's like they blow in the wind or something. Or if like you kick them, they'll pop out. The concept itself, I know there's a large section of gay foot fetishists who like the barefoot movement because they like seeing more men being barefoot. I think feet come in all shapes and sizes, so I don't really like the message they push trying to say all feet should be wide at the ball, assuming you are taking a bit of the same barefoot running thing. We're talking a bit about the same barefoot running thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen videos of that.
Those look
cacti.
Terrible.
Yeah, pretty awful.
Why would you live in such a place, Clayward?
Feedback. Clayward the Gayward had me laughing so hard while I was doing the dishes at 4 a.m. that my family asked me what was so funny about what I was listening to.
Nice. I'm glad. I'm glad you weren't like deeply offended that I called you Gayward.
And I just had to say it was a joke on the podcast I was listening to. I'll reiterate how much you guys have helped in me accepting my fetish. So, again, thank you. Soulful yours, Clayward.
You're welcome. We love you, Clayward.
Yay,
and
Clayward.
Holy shit, get out of whatever hellhole you're living in because jumping cactuses look terrifying.
Right. Oy, oy, oy.
Jumping cactuses.
Here's one from our robot friend, ToeSniffer 2000.
ToeSniffer 2000. Oh my God, you guys, I'm watching Ramon play this game called Detroit Become Human.
Yeah.
And it's about androids, and it's so good.
Yeah, it's real good.
And I was actually very upset that we were recording the podcast tonight instead of him
playing
it.
We're still going to do it.
No, we're not. It's
the hell we're
too
not.
Late.
It's too late. I don't have to get up early tomorrow.
I love, that's like my favorite. I have like a really big soft spot for stories of like, are androids human? Are they persons? Like, how do we quantify, like, what is a person? And I really love that.
I concur.
It's, like, my favorite thing. Anyway, you were talking about robots, so I had to
robots.
ToeSniffer 2000. If you had an android, that's what it would be. It would be a ToeSniffer.
Yes.
Or you would be the ToeSniffer.
Right. Got to make that clip. I need a nice suit and a fedora. Hey, ma'am?
Yeah.
I made... One of the last episodes where I had to do the YouTube, I got to show it to you. I did a whole like scene where it's like a guy in a suit and he's got like a briefcase and a 50s housewife. Like, ma'am, I got to smell your feet.
Ew.
It's fun. I did a thing.
I don't know.
I did an edit. It's fun.
Maybe it would require context.
Yeah.
ToeSniffer says, hi, Belle and Ramon. I'm not into dirty feet, and I like them stinky, so I'm with Ramon on not being into barefoot running. Yeah, you know, I was talking about how barefoot running would affect, like, your shins and your knees and your bones and all that, but think about, like, how scratched up. Like, also, outside is super dirty. Everything poops there.
Everything.
There's so much poop on the ground outside. Like, right. You're running on the sidewalk, guess what? Thousands of dogs have shit there.
Yes.
Like cats, raccoons,
you're always
foxes,
gonna have to wash your feet.
Deer, squirrels. Squirrels poop everywhere. Birds. There's so much poop outside.
All poop.
And I guess like whatever, it's not a problem. You can just go home. But like what if you step on a pebble, you get a cut, then next thing you know, you've got like bird poop inside your cut, and then you've got avian flu. That's how that happens,
this
right?
This is a journey.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem worth the risk. Okay. He says, okay, not into barefoot running. Yeah, right? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Seeing it on the beach is okay, but since I like smelling and worshiping, sandy feet aren't much of a turn on either. Yeah, then you get like sand in your mouth when you lick them.
Yeah, it's no good.
I used to run, but only in good running shoes. I was intrigued with Vibram 5-toe shoes when they came out, but found them to be very uncomfortable when I tried them on, so I never used them. I bet they make a nice stink, though. Nice.
Fair point.
That's a delightful turn of phrase.
Yes.
They make a nice stink.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bell's crypto idea is great. You could have foot coin, toe coin, soul coin, heel coin, and stink coin. Quentin Tarantino could do the commercials. Nice. Since the prices have crashed, the timing is good. They'll either go back up or go to zero. If we don't feed again until after the first Merry Christmas Festivus or whatever you celebrate to you and your family. Thank you very much, Toe Sniffer.
Thank you, Toe Sniffer.
We did have a Merry Christmas.
We did.
And I don't like the Festivus reference because I don't like Seinfeld.
How dare you?
I don't like Seinfeld.
You know what I don't like? I didn't get my Christmas feet this year.
Oh, yeah. Ramon wants fucking foot smothering on Christmas.
It's Christmas feet. CF for short.
Some other dude got his Christmas feet last night. We were making customs.
Yes.
Like, at like 9 o'clock on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Like at night. Like, right. You know, it was really funny. I'm like, how's your fucking Christmas going, dude?
Christmas.
I was getting live call requests at 5 a.m. on Christmas Day. And I'm like, dude, no. Like, no.
Knock it off,
take
dude.
Take a day off, dude. Come on.
Let me pop on over to the Reddit, because I put out a post, like I do, on Foot Fetish Talks.
The Reddit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just yawn so
you yawn forcefully.
Graphically on camera.
Ramon
makes fun of the way I yawn.
It's adorable. You're like a little mouse.
Ramon thinks I look like a mouse.
You do look like a mouse. With those ears and that big old yawn.
Wow.
I call you
rude.
Out. No, I'm great. Where's my goddamn posts? I'm not prepared for this at all. There we go, posts.
No, right? Like, who's more unprepared for this podcast? Like,
how dare you?
You're supposed to be supplying 90% of the content.
Am I? I feel like you're the... I might be supplying 90, but everyone's watching you 100% of the time.
So one of the guys, one of the characters from Detroit Become Human is an android, and he is voiced by, and also his character design is the guy who plays Jackson Avery from Grey's Anatomy. So that's particularly a level of interest for me. And I was never into him on Grey's Anatomy, but I'm very into him as Marcus the Android. Very into him. I just think I didn't care for Jackson when he was on. I didn't care for Jackson as a character.
So here we go. I posted this on Foot Fetish Talks. As a foot fetishist, do you find barefoot running interesting? Do you have a partner that does, or do you do it? Do you kind of hate it, like me? What are your thoughts on barefoot running? Here were their comments. Barefoot running is a great way to get blisters and fuck up your feet to the point where they bleed.
Yep, that's
socks.
What I'm saying.
That's right. We have socks for a reason, and they weren't only created for warmth during colder times. Then someone disagreed and said, oh, the reason our feet bleed is because we already fucked them up by using shoes all of our
lives.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said. I said they
Guess
were going to say that.
Guess what? They still cut their fucking feet up in olden times.
Yeah,
like,
you know
maybe
what?
Some people had, like, leathery feet. But guess what? It still sucks.
Like,
you're still going to avoid sharp
rocks.
And
guess what? Maybe all of our backs would be better if we didn't sleep in beds and we slept on a cold, hard, rocky ground outside. But I don't think that would be a good idea for 99% of us.
Nope. I don't do barefoot running, but I do barefoot walking. Great.
I think literally everyone does at some point, but okay.
Wouldn't risk hurting my feet. Great.
Yeah.
I'd love it. I'd love it if not for the questionable dirt left on the soles after combined with the person's feet getting tough over time.
So you don't like any aspect of it?
No, no.
Like, I would love it except for...
Except I don't.
Except for, yeah, everything having to do with it. Okay, great.
Good job.
Great.
So there you go. There's barefoot running. Don't do it.
No, don't.
It does not get our soul of approval.
Barefoot running, no. It doesn't get our soul of approval.
Oh!
Barefoot running gets a 0 out of 10. Not recommended.
Not recommended. Well, guess what? Let's see what we can recommend.
Okay, let's do it.
With our topic for next week.
You know what?
Next week, next show.
You know what? We didn't have a shoe review this week, but I do have a review. So Ramon, for Christmas, got me one of those, like, rubber foot scrubby things
yes.
that you put in the shower.
Bell's review of the week.
Yeah. And you, like, you rub your foot in it, And it's like it's got all these little metal, these little rubber like tendrils and fingers and stuff that like rub your feet. And it tickles. It feels really weird.
It tickles in a very particular way. It doesn't tickle you like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But it's
like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
really weird. I used it for the first time today and it was just like, ugh.
It's like the equivalent of that thing on your head, but for your feet.
Yeah. And it also, it doesn't, I don't know, maybe the problem is with my soap, but it didn't seem to get very like soapy.
Nah. I don't think it's a very good product.
Wow. Thanks, Ramon.
Merry Christmas.
But also the robe he bought me doesn't fit. I'm fatter than you think I am.
No, I think you just like things more billowy.
I'm also
you should.
Taller than I think you think I am. Right. Well, because the sleeves are way too short.
I'll send that back and get you a bigger one.
No, I'll keep that one.
Why? It doesn't fit you. You're not going to wear it.
Because we've already thrown out the packaging.
It's fine. It's Amazon. They don't give a shit. You can put it in any box.
No, just buy me another one. I'll keep that one in case my arms get shorter.
We can take care of that tonight.
What does that mean?
You tell me.
Oh my God.
What's the goddamn topic for?
Oh yeah,
goddamn.
Topic. I picked it already.
Jeez Louise.
Wet/dry feet.
The fuck? All right.
Number 89.
You can see it was on the low on the list. 89 dudes. That's what people
what
say.
What would that be? If 69ing is 69ing, what would 89ing be?
I don't know. Did I do this one? No, he did this one.
If you have like two mouths, if you have a mouth up top and a mouth down, if you have like a vagina dentata, the vagina dentata, for those who may not know, is when like the myth of a vagina having teeth. Like, so when you like a little bite your dick off.
That's the fear.
So yeah.
There is no notes on wet, dry feet. It's wet and dry feet.
Okay.
We'll talk about what it is to enjoy wet feet, the benefits of wet versus dry feet.
Yeah, wet
what are your
versus
thoughts?
Dry feet. We'll put a survey.
Yeah.
Up on the Instagram.
God, you know, I don't know. I don't know which I'd prefer. We'll talk about that next time. Versus wet or dry feet.
Wet with what?
That's
we'll talk about
question.
It next
we'll
week.
We'll talk about it next week.
We'll talk about it next week. We'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, you should go to my OnlyFans.
Go ahead. Do the plugs. I dare
you. Souls of Bell? Is it Bell's Big Souls?
Sad, really.
Bell's Souls?
No.
I don't remember anymore.
Bell's Feet and Ass.
No.
Who are you talking
that's
to?
That's my OnlyFans.
Oh, you just said your OnlyFans.
I said Instagram.
You said OnlyFans.
Did I say OnlyFans?
You said OnlyFans.
Okay, we'll go to that too. Go to my OnlyFans. It's Bell's
we'll
Feet and
up.
Ass. Go to my Instagram. It's, I can't even remember anymore. I'm
sweetie,
bad at this.
Sweetie,
I'm sorry.
Sweetie. If you want to write to us about whether you like wet or dry feet, you can write to us at thefootfetishpodcast@gmail.com. You can also join in the community discussions at our subreddit, r/footfetishpodcast. If you want to chat with me or Belle on the tweets, you can go to Twitter at Ramon Faithful. If you want to see Belle and talk to Belle specifically, maybe order some customs from her, you can reach her on her Instagram at Souls of Belle and at Belle's at Big Souls of Belle. Yes, that's her backup. You can also go to her OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/Bell's Feet and Ass. And if you want to support this podcast directly, you can buy one of over 800 clips featuring foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture clips on the web today.
That's a lot of pornography.
RamonFaithful.com.
You could watch one every day for almost 3 years.
That's right.
You should.
Every
Please
day
do.
Buy a new one.
Someone do that.
Please do that.
You can start your own podcast.
You can. If you want to support the podcast you know and love, you can go to patreon.com/RamonFaithful, where for just for $5, you get an ad-free version of this show. For $10, you get access to some fancy clips that are only available there, featuring
fancy clips.
All the customs that Belle makes, you get them.
Anytime
someone orders in, like, oh, hey, can I get a customer doing this? You're going to get those.
I made two last night.
You get those.
I made two tonight.
That's right. They're going to be on there.
Yeah.
It's coming. Because that's where they go. So do that. Join our Patreon. And that's all the plugs, as far as I know.
There's almost always something. Souls of Bell. I was right.
Yeah. For your Instagram, you were correct.
I've had a lot of Instagrams over the years.
We have.
I miss my old ones.
The 11,000 famous. I don't even remember how we got that high. We worked our asses off to get that high.
It was just, it was, that was my longest running.
Yeah, that lasted the longest.
Yeah.
We've been so damn lax. You got to do shout outs and things. It's a headache.
Crazy. I'm too tired.
As we are, we all. And we're too tired to continue this podcast anymore. So until we feed again, y'all.
So long.